From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel, with a story now about a new treatment for a problem that affects 12 million Americans. It's called degenerative disc disease. The fluid leaks out of a disc in the lower back, the disc collapses, and the spine slowly begins to lose its natural function and motion. The pain can be excruciating. Until recently, the only surgical solution was a procedure called spinal fusion. But in Dallas, doctors are trying a different operation, just approved by the FDA. It involves replacing the patient's damaged disc entirely with an artificial insert. It's called Charité, and NPR's Wade Goodwin has our story.
Ask Roger Edgar how he first hurt his back, and the memory flashes in his head like it was yesterday. He was playing basketball, he went up high for a rebound, snagged it out of the air, and for some reason he came down stiff-legged. A shock went through his heels and up into his spine, and he says he felt something kind of give back there. He didn't stop playing, but when that basketball game was over, Roger Edgar was never the same again.
Especially over the last 3 years, the pain in my back has just steadily increased and becoming unbearable at times.
Edgar doesn't play basketball anymore. He can't run or roughhouse on the living room floor. Playing computer games with his three children is more his speed.
Okay, you want to play, Corinna, or do you want Daddy to play?
You do it.
You want me to do it? Hey, Ethan.
Edgar's back is a mess. Daily life hurts.
You know, there are certain things that people take for granted, like sneezing. Sneezing shouldn't hurt. Well, it hurts a lot.
Dad! You're not playing!
Okay. Oh!
Roger Edgar has what is called degenerative disc disease. Imagine a disc as a sponge full of water facilitating the movement of the spine. For people with degenerative disc disease, the fluid leaks out and the disc washes down permanently. For most, it means their back hurts from the moment they wake up.
I've been through the myriad of chiropractors and physical therapy, and I did cortisone injections, and really nothing has worked. And the doctor said, Mr. Edgar, we've done everything that we can for you, so your next option is fusion. So there I was at the age of 40, looking at getting my back fused.
Spinal fusion meant a loss to his range of motion, and fusion can accelerate the deterioration of the discs just above and below where the fusion was done. That's called junctional disease, and that can lead to even more fusion, the patient becoming stiffer and stiffer with each surgery. Roger Edgar wanted no part of it, so he went to the internet to do research, and that's where he found out about Charité.
Hey. Hi, doctor. How are you feeling?
Much better.
Good.
Much better.
Good. Well, that's what we wanted. I'm going to just look at your chart, and we'll take a look, okay?
At the Texas Back Institute in Dallas, Dr. Stephen Hochschuler and his colleagues are pioneering this surgery in the U.S. There is no shortage of patients.
What we're going to do is take out the staples, and so make yourself comfortable. I want to look at the x-ray, and I'll
in
be
between
right
examinations, Hochschuler pops down the hospital corridor to his office and takes out a replica of the Charité device.
This is the artificial disc, and as I mentioned earlier, it's like an Oreo cookie, which you can readily see. Cobalt chromium on the top, cobalt chromium on the bottom.
The two metal pieces each have six spikes. The spikes are attached to the vertebra. The back of the metal pieces are smooth, and in between is a small circle of white plastic. That's the patient's new disc. Charité was invented by an East German spine surgeon and named after the hospital in East Berlin where she worked. Before Karen Buettner-Jahns was an orthopedic surgeon, she was an Olympic gymnast. She won two gold medals for East Germany in the Munich Games. Hochschuler says it was Buettner-Jahns' devotion to motion and flexibility that inspired her to invent Charité.
Her theory was if you replace the disc, that perhaps you could still take away the pain, but allow the motion. And she was right. And she has pictures of that first patient she did, and he's still playing tennis.
In Europe, thousands of patients have had this operation, but it has been Hochschuler and his partner Scott Blumenthal who've championed Charité here in the U.S. and won FDA approval. Blumenthal has performed 250 Charité operations so far, more than anyone else in the country.
The wildest success stories are the dancer who can, you know, palm the floor within 2 weeks, who can do back bends like a gymnast. The athlete, I have a senior acrobatic frisbee champion. He was back within 3 months.
Blumenthal and Hochschuler say 10% of their patients have poor outcomes. In other words, no improvement at all in their back pain. That compares with about 20 to 25% of fusion patients who have poor outcomes, according to the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons. But here's an important point. Even in those Charité patients who have good outcomes, it is uncommon for them to have their back pain relieved completely. For most, it's like the volume has been turned down from, say, an 8 to a 2 or a 3. Still, a small percentage do walk away totally pain-free, and in the last few days before he steps to the plate, that's where Roger Edgar's thoughts are, dreaming of a home run.
Confidence is high. I mean, I'm really looking forward to the procedure. I have high expectations to be fairly normal.
2 weeks later, Edgar is back to North Texas. It's 7 a.m., he's lying in pre-op, and in 1 hour's time, surgeons will begin cutting him open. Edgar is showing a brave face, but look closely and you can see the fear.
I'm a little nervous. I wish I was thinking more, but I'm a little scared. I can't wait to get on the other side of this surgery.
Unlike a spinal fusion, where the damaged disc can be largely left in place while the bone is fused around it, putting in an insert means complete dissection and removal of the damaged disc. That's the delicate part. Two surgeons will operate on Edgar. A vascular surgeon will make the initial incision through his abdomen, gently moving his organs and blood vessels aside, carefully cutting down through Edgar to get to his back. They can't take the easier route and go through Edgar's back because from that angle there are too many nerves in front of the disc. Dr. Sandra Moore is Edgar's approach surgeon, and she briefs him about the very real risks.
The most important thing, there's major blood vessels. There's a big artery and vein that come down from your heart, big aorta, vena cava, you probably heard of them. They lay right where he wants to be. They lay right on top of the spine. Got branches kind of all over it, so I got to move those over. The scary thing is when he's in there working, he's got sharp instruments. Close to those blood vessels, so there's always a risk of an injury to the blood vessels.
As Moore describes the potential pitfalls, Edgar nods and tries to smile. But he's helpless now. His fate rests in the hands of others. It's not really a situation that brings a smile to your face.
Morning, Dr. Blumenthal.
Well, good morning. How are you doing?
Hi, how are you, sir?
I'm all right.
The operating room is large and airy. The star of the show, orthopedic spine surgeon Scott Blumenthal, strides to the center, all eyes on him. Like a giant microphone boom, an X-ray machine extends out over the operating table. A nurse moves quickly toward Blumenthal and wraps a heavy lead apron around his chest.
We're going to be using X-ray control to be able to put the prosthesis in the correct position. So we have to use a little intraoperative X-ray. So we'll keep everybody protected.
Roger Edgar is rolled in and placed carefully on the operating table. He's sedated but still awake. Dr. Sandra Moore is gentle, almost motherly, as she adjusts his position on the operating table.
One more little scoot to your left. With your hips.
There you go.
There you go. Now lay back.
Now lay straight back.
There you go.
Covered.
A few seconds later, the patient is anesthetized and music is turned on. Moore and Blumenthal meet face to face, Edgar on the table between them. They confirm the patient's name and the procedure they are about to perform. Happily, everyone is in agreement. The stereo is turned up, and the cutting begins in earnest. So just how effective is this lumbar total disc replacement? Dr. Robert Harrelson is the Executive Director of Medical Affairs at the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons.
I'm not ready to rank it yet. I think potentially it is a huge step.
Harrelson says it is still too soon to know the answers to questions like, how will that little piece of polyethylene plastic at the center of the insert hold up 40 or 50 years? What worries him most, however, is not that the surgery won't be effective, but that it will. He imagines thousands of back patients demanding that their doctors give them this technically difficult fix. Instead, Harrelson wants patients off the couch, doing their rehabilitation exercises, staying away from the knife.
I think most back pain, frankly, if the patients would exercise, lose weight, quit smoking, most of these patients could get by without having any surgery.
But for Roger Edgar, he's already thin. He's in good condition, and he doesn't smoke. Getting in shape had never been the issue for him. But 3 weeks after surgery, Edgar is feeling better.
I can tell you this. Now, when I sneeze, it doesn't hurt. I mean, so I know that something's different.
Now Edgar feels so confident in his recovery that he's down on the living room floor, using his feet as an airplane to fly Ethan, Corinna, and Claire over his head.
Hey, Ethan, let's try and do some flying.
Does that tickle? Okay.
I think that's enough.
Patty Edgar remembers all too well the previous almost crippled incarnation of her husband. The new Roger says he still has pain in his back, but that it's a different kind of pain than he had before. It's more of a soreness, and most importantly, the ache doesn't intensify through the day. A few hours after the Charité insert was implanted, nurses made Edgar get out of his hospital bed and walk a few steps down the hall. Now he's up to a mile every day around the neighborhood.
Do you want to go for a walk, Ethan? Okay, let's put on your shoes.
And one evening, when Ethan wasn't along and the day's light was fading to dusk, Edgar took a risk and broke into a forbidden run. For a few seconds, he was the old Roger, stretching it out down the block, houses flying by. Then he came to his senses and stopped. He walked home with a smile on his face. There had been no pain at all when his heels hit the pavement.
I thought, okay, this is a good sign.
Recently, Edgar decided there was no longer any reason to stay home, and he's gone back to work full-time. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.
Who's a good candidate for the artificial spinal disc surgery? Well, Dr. Scott Blumenthal of the Texas Back Institute answers that question and others at our website, npr.org.